The legislature is going into overtime. At the heart is a disagreement between the House and Senate about how to fix the state's fiscal crisis. Each side has proposed its own operating budget, and they look very different.
Well, it's a negotiation process. So we'll have a conference committee appointed soon, and I will be one of the members of the conference committee, as well as Senator Hoffman on the other side, who's the chair of the operating budget over there. And then we will sit down and negotiate from our various budgets. Same budget, just two different visions of what Alaska should be.
That was Representative Paul Seaton speaking during KBBI's weekly legislative call-in on Friday. The House's budget calls for a continuation of status quo funding for the university and K-12 education, meaning they'd get next year what they got this year. On the other hand, the Senate's budget calls for deep cuts to things like transportation, health and social services, the university system, and K-12 education.
We really appreciate the work that the legislature is doing. We ask them to come together. It's getting more difficult right now as time continues to pass.
That's Kenai Peninsula Borough School District spokesperson Peggy Erkineff. She says it's those possible cuts that have the district worried.
We're holding positions that we can't hire for, and we're losing good people because we don't have the opportunity to hire them and offer positions if the funding were to come through at status quo. So the uncertainty is getting difficult this late in the school year when we're starting school in 4 months.
The formula funding outlined in the Senate budget shows a 5% cut to the base student allocation across all districts, meaning every district would be cut at the same rate, though not necessarily by the same dollar figure. On the peninsula, 1% equals about $1 million, or 10 teachers. The base student allocation, or BSA, is determined by a district-wide count of students that happens every year over about 20 days. The number of students counted determines how much funding the district needs to receive for that year.
In that formula, links or relates to what our borough can provide. And based on that amount, there's a percentage that's a minimum amount that the borough is required by law to fund to the schools. And then there's a maximum allowable amount that the borough can contribute. So the borough can work within that range. And the range is determined based on what the state gives through the foundation formula and the BSA.
She says that means two things. One, if there's a cut to the statewide BSA, the school will lose additional funding through the borough. Two, if cuts are made to other types of state education funding and not the BSA, secondary losses could potentially be avoided.
So when we look at that 5% reduction that's being proposed at this time by the Senate, that's an additional deficit of $5.29 million to the district, and it links to a second cut of $1.21 million by reducing what the borough could also contribute. So that cut of 5% is actually $6.5 million. You can do the math.
The math is about 65 teachers. That's why the district is holding on to those positions right now, unable to hire in. If status quo funding continues, the teachers could, in theory, be retained. If the cuts go through, positions will likely be lost.
Our school district is known throughout the state as being excellent, and we get great results. But we've also been putting a lot of things in place for innovations, for personalized learning, for really meeting the needs of every student that walks through the door.
Fewer teachers mean a higher student-to-teacher ratio, more kids per class, less one-on-one time. It also means potential cuts to sports or extracurricular activities. These proposed reductions come on the heels of already tight times. The district has seen more than $8 million in cuts over the last four budget cycles since FY15.
I think that we've kept the reductions as far away from the classroom as we can, so the general public doesn't really understand, and even families don't understand the reductions that have been made.
Those have mainly been through increasing efficiency, and in terms of staffing, cutting positions in the district office and not refilling positions left open in some cases. At this point, she says there's not much left to cut.
We need to hear if people are willing to pay a sales tax or an income tax or take less in their PFD, but we know we have a fiscal crisis in our state that needs to get solved. And we want to continue to provide a high level of service. These kids get one chance, the ones that are in the classes next year and today. And so we want to provide as much as possible for those students to be successful, and that includes funding education.
The House and the Senate will continue to hash out their budget options as they go into an extended session this week. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.